Let's go down to L.A. and bring in Alex Pavlovich. Al, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Boy, the runs were all... What did you think last night when all this was going on?
It was fun to watch. At the same time, you know, we're all writing game stories and on deadline, and it was kind of ridiculous because we're updating literally with every Hunter Pence at bat, every Brandon Belt at bat. You're kind of updating these career nights for these guys, and I think, you know, early on it looked like Pence was the entire story, and then by the end of the night, I mean, there's just so much going on. It was definitely a fun night and one that was fun to recap and blog about, but those ones, you're definitely doing a lot of typing.
That's a good point. Now, Pence is now linked with Mel Ott. I like that note when you put it out this morning.
Yeah, I mean, he's linked with a lot of guys now, and the last stretch has had the five games he's had here, and the September has had the second half. It's one of the better runs we've seen from a Giant recently, and for him, it couldn't come at a better time.
Yeah, what is this going to mean to Hunter Pence? And, you know, we talked about this on the show last weekend, and I said the town should be gaga over Hunter Pence. This is even before this week happened. He's a very solid major league player. He's going to have a market. What does this do for him and the Giants?
You know, I think it means more money more than anything. He's a guy who wants to be here and has said that over and over again. Said it last year. He said it in the offseason. He said it early this year. He's just, you know, repeatedly said he wants to be in San Francisco. But at the same time, it's a business, and he has every right to ask what he thinks is worth. And certainly this is probably the only time he's going to get a shot to go for a huge deal like this. Even though he has made a lot of money in his career, this is, you know, 30 years old, kind of still in his prime, and probably his last contract or last big contract. So I still think it'll happen in San Francisco, but the dollar figure is certainly quite a bit more than it was, you know, a month ago, 2 months ago in the offseason. I think he's definitely done well for himself and for his family and his future. He's set up pretty well.
What is your opinion? Alex Pavlovich is with us. What is your opinion of Hunter Pence as a baseball player? And let's put it all in perspective. You watched him last year. We've watched him the whole season, spring training. What's your opinion of him as a baseball player? How does he stack up against everybody?
You know, he's an interesting guy because he does everything kind of the wrong way. He throws weird. He has a weird swing at times. He hits a lot of ground balls, but still beats them out. I think he's certainly not the prototype, but to me, the one thing that stands out, and this is something I don't think guys get enough credit for, he just compiles numbers just by being out there, and it's worth a lot just to have a player like that who's able to be out there every day. And he's been out there every single day this season. I think he's missed about 16 innings the whole year. And yeah, we're so obsessed with rate stats now and war and guys, you know, what their on-base percentage is and things like that. But Hunter is just out there every day, and for the most part, he produces. And maybe on a day-to-day basis, sometimes it doesn't look as great. But when you look up at the end of the year, every single year, this guy is pretty close to 300. He has a decent on-base percentage this year. He's a guy who's out there every day playing pretty good defense for the most part. I mean, he's going to get right around 25 homers again, and that's where it's been most of his career. And looks like for the second year in a row, he might hit 100 RBIs. And, you know, again, that's another one that I know it's not fashionable now to talk about, but if you ask Bruce Bochy, that's kind of the one he loves. He says, I have a lot of guys to get on base. I need guys to knock them in, and they haven't done it this year. But Pence, not only the last 5 days, but really for a few months now, has been one of the few guys in there who you can count on with runners in scoring position.
Boy, he has. Hunter Pence, talking about him with Alex Pavlovich this morning. Alex, the win last night, 19-3, I didn't get lost in the win, is the winning pitcher. And that's Tim Lincecum, his 10th win of the year. 6 years in a row, he's double digits in wins. This one looked like it was a little tenuous for a while. But how do you assess Lincecum, first of all, being here, what the Giants think of him, and a little bit of his second half? It goes back to June. When he takes the ball, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I think you never exactly know what you're going to get, but it's pretty close now to kind of a usual routine for him. And a lot of starts like this, and every once in a while we'll see one that's much better. I mean, he's had some really good eight-inning starts, obviously the no-hitter. And every once in a while he'll have one that's pretty rough. But, you know, I think overall he's been a pretty good pitcher this year and certainly could have been much better record-wise and numbers-wise if he had gotten, you know, he doesn't need 19 runs every night, but has had a lot of nights where he didn't get a lot of support. So I do think that this is kind of who he is, and we've seen him settle in a little bit into the pitcher that he can be for the next 3 or 4 years. And for him, again, I mean, that's good timing because, you know, if you're out there and you're another team, you Henry Schoen made a great point the other day on Twitter, and this is kind of what general managers see now from Wentz to come, and they know that this is the guy that if they offer him a deal, this is who they're going to get. It's no longer a guy that you worry about health-wise, and certainly not a guy that's going to throw 97 anymore, but, you know, still a pretty good major league pitcher.
He's going to have a good market. I know the Giants want to be in it. They talk about this qualifying offer of about $13 million that they're going to put out there after the World Series. You think they're going to be in this thing for the long haul with Tim Lincecum?
You know, I think they're going to be in it. I think it's going to be a tough call for them because I do think the market's going to be better than probably most would have thought. And really, all you have to do is go pull up a list of free agents and guys who are going to be available this offseason. And it's a rough list. I mean, the top of the list is guys like Ervin Santana, Bronson Arroyo, Matt Garza. You know, Josh Johnson, somebody that gets thrown out a lot in a lot of different cities is maybe a change of scenery guy, but he's really not been very good for a few years now. So you kind of look at the list and all of a sudden you look down there and see Tim Lincecum, who obviously has a better pedigree than any of these guys, has had more success in the past than any of these guys. I think he has a more stable future just because of his ability to move to the bullpen at any time if that's what you need. And you know, he's shown this year he can still be a decent starter if you're looking for a guy to go out there and fill innings, a guy who never misses a start. He's out there every day, and I think there's still some upside if he, you know, figures out how to pitch here and tries to kind of pitch at 90 miles per hour instead of 95. I think he still has the upside to have some pretty good seasons.
All right, Alex Pavlovich is with us. You know, looking at the stats for September, believe it or not, in batting, Giants number one. They've scored the most runs in the league. 19 doesn't hurt. The most runs in the league for September, they have 73 runs. They're on base is 362. They're slugging 441. And pitching-wise, they're 8-6, obviously record-wise, with a 304 earned run average. Is this an aberration, too little, too late, or do you take anything away from September?
Yeah, I take a lot away from it. You know, it's certainly too little, too late. I mean, even last night, you look up and they're up by 19 games, and the Dodgers, like the Giants, they had their Fresno Grizzlies lineup out there. The Dodgers had their AAA guys out there, too, and I think they could pull all their guys pretty early and be pretty comfortable in knowing that they're going to clinch the division next week. So it is too little too late for the Giants for this season. But, you know, looking forward, if you're trying to figure out how they're going to do next year, and that's kind of the plan here, and it's been the plan for a couple months, there's a lot of good signs. If they can bring Pence back, I think Sandoval's going to have a much better year next year. And, you know, I do think Buster's had a very good year, but I think we saw last year he's capable of a little bit more. And Brandon Bell right now looks like he's kind of capable of being, you know, a consistent all-star level player if he can keep this up. So I think there are a lot of good signs here in September, and you know, it's what you're looking for. You're looking for hope going into next year. I think they've given the Leafs management and given Bruce Bochy and Brian Sabian hope that the lineup next year can contend. I still think they have to go out there and figure out the pitching because, to me, that was kind of where it all went off the rails this year. And once that happened, everything else became a problem. But hitting-wise and defensively, they've been really good for a couple weeks now. And I think it certainly will make it a little bit easier as they go into the offseason to, instead of trying to pick five or six spots where you have to upgrade, you're probably only looking at like three or four now.
All right. Very good. Alex, are you looking forward to New York?
Yeah. You know, I was talking to a couple coaches about this yesterday, and everybody when the schedule came out thought not only, you know, 7 days in New York and how much fun that's going to be from a personal standpoint, but, you know, being at, you know, the Mets series, and that's always a nice place to play. And then the Yankees series, it really at the beginning looked like that was going to be one of the best series of the year. And it's pretty weird to have it out there in the end of September and in the last road series of the year, but it looked like it was going to mean a lot. I you know, obviously now it's not. It still probably is meaningful to the Yankees, but it's going to be fun. I know a lot of the players are looking forward to it. I know the coaches have joked about how all the wives are coming, and that's going to be a rough week for them in terms of, you know, how much they spend, but but it's going to be fun for everybody, and they're playing better baseball. So, you know, they're going out there. It's going to be a national stage because, as always, it's in New York, and I'm sure we'll see a lot of national writers. And it's good for the Giants to go into it playing well.
Good. Very good. Great report, Alex. Have a safe trip. Enjoy the game today, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Okay. Sounds good, Marty.
All right. That is Alex Pavlovich, Bay Area Newspaper Group. Looking forward to going to New York 3 with the Mets beginning on Tuesday, and then the Yankees at Yankee Stadium next weekend.